Thank you, Michael. Hi, Ruben. Hello, Ruben.
Yes.
Hey, Ruben. Nice to meet you. My name is David. I appreciate you for holding. So I'm the director here in charge of the area. Let's go ahead and see what we have in store. Now, I see you were speaking with Michael. Did he do a good job of letting you know the reason for the call today?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Let's see what we have here. Okay, so Cascadia Flooring, LLC. All right, so this listing does have a 50-mile radius from home base, where we can ensure that first base placement on not just Google, as well as Bing, Apple Maps, and you'll be discoverable through Siri and Alexa voice searches. Okay. Now, let's see what we have here. Okay, so Michael brought me on board so I could attach a couple of discounts here for you. So I'm just attaching them to this. So now I'm going to send you over our pricing page so that way you can see basically the packages, what they have in front of them. And it's always better to see if they match it, right? So feel free to give that a click on that link. That way you can check it out. Now, as far as the pricing with your discount codes here, you are looking at a flat rate. It's going to be $299, bill once a month for that amount. I do see you have your website here. That one's up and running. Let's see what we got. Okay, very nice. Who's hosting this one for you?
Sorry, what?
Like your website? Who's hosting it for you? Something you did in-house, or you have somebody that put that together and is hosting?
I just used the B12 sites. It's like a AI website builder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've heard of it. All right. So you bought the domain. You own the domain already?
Yes.
Okay. So then I can attach. Let me see here. I have another discount code I can put in there for you. Because what we do here with the listing, right? If you don't own your own domain, when you're going on Google, I mean, obviously you want to have one attached, gives customers a reason to call you, right? So we'll buy one on the behalf of whichever businesses we're signing up with. Since you have yours, I can attach it to this group.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah. So what I was saying is that the websites, right? Normally, I mean, when you get a first base placement on Google and we're looking at the Google business profile building it, we'll go ahead and buy a domain if you don't already have one. But since you do have one, I can go ahead and attach an additional discount code here. And it did bring your service rate down. I attached it for you already. So what that brings you down to would be $249. Okay. And like we said, that's a flat rate. So it doesn't matter. You're not paying per call or per job. You stay at that amount. Doesn't matter how big the job is or how many you're getting. It always stays the same. Make sense?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Now, Ruben, do you have a Facebook business profile for your business yet? For Cascadia?
I don't have a Facebook business profile, no. I have like an account with Instagram, but that's it.
Okay. Now, the only reason I ask is we are data service providers for Google and Meta. Right. So what you'll get with this listing is you'll also get a Facebook business profile hosting. You can always link it into your Instagram, right? And everything we put on Facebook automatically transfer over. But the reason why we do Facebook is because it does convert at the highest rate, right? Based on studies by Google, I mean, just the demographic, the type of the users, Facebook has higher conversion rates. So what we do is we use retargeted ads there. So when everybody goes in and they put a post that says something like, hey, we want to get our flooring replaced this spring. Any suggestions? You don't even need to know. As long as they're in your service area and they put a post for flooring, as they begin to scroll, your flyer shows organically in the timeline, right? Or say they go to the marketplace and they're searching for tile or laminate flooring. They just type that into the marketplace and they go back to their timeline and start scrolling. Your flyer is going to show up because they're searching for flooring within your service area. That's a retargeting ad, right? Now you get about 200 to 250 ads every month already included with the service price. What those are going to be is you'll notice all week long towards your peak service hours, we'll be putting out promotions and different advertisement posts for your business to engage with your clients. And then we're using those retargeting ads as the month goes on for anybody that deals with posting, right? All that goes live within the first 7 to 14 days. That's what we're doing in the short term. to go ahead and generate, you know, some revenue, get clients, get the phone ringing. We're going to use the social media, the website, as well as directory submissions, because those are live within the first 5 to 7 days. The directory submissions you're looking at is the Yelp, Bing, Apple, Siri, and Alexa, right? So we're able to grab from multiple pipelines all within that. And the only key is that they search within the service radius. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Now, if they did search without, outside of the service radius, all they had to do was just put in either a zip code or a city within that radius, and you would still show. So, I mean, basically, let me see here. I haven't found a Google business profile for you yet. You don't have one up yet, do you?
No, I do.
You do? Okay, so maybe it's just a little buried. Let me keep looking here. I should be able to find it. Let me open up my radius here, do a bigger search. All right. Okay, so with this profile, what we're going to do is we'll get started on the optimization, right? By about day 45 is when you find yourself anchored on that front page for every area you want to be listed in, right? Now with the optimization is going to come like geofencing as well as meta tags and keywords, okay? So, I mean, if everything's up to date already here, go ahead.
Am I paying this for specific cities, or is it like for, am I only going to be on the front page for like, let's say for example, for Seattle, or is it going to be for front page for specific keywords?
Okay, so it's going to be both, right? So here's how it works. The local map section of Google. So let me start from the beginning. Whenever you do a search, your Google page is broken down into three sections, okay? You have your Google Verified section at the very top of the page. And then in the middle of the page populates your local maps. That's where it has the maps, and then they'll recommend a few companies that are local to that area, right? And then down on bottom, organics, which is like HomeAdvisor, Yelp, whatever, right? But in that local map section, that's where you find yourself anchored, okay? Now, when it comes down to keywords and cities, it's going to come down to radius from the home base zip code. So what's home base zip code for the business, which is basically where you're going to want to get your business verified at, like the address. And keep in mind, it can be residential. It's not a problem. What we do for you guys, the business owners that are doing residential homes, or if they work out of residential homes, we mask the address for you. So nobody will ever see the physical address on Google, but what they will see is that map with the shaded in area, and it'll be geofenced, and that's your service radius. And inside of that, we'll have a red ping. That's going to be up to 50 miles, depending on the directions you like to travel. So if from home base, you're willing to go 50 miles in any direction, then we'd set up that radius with you in the middle, right? Now, if there's certain areas, say I have some business owners that are like, I'll travel 50 miles, but I only go 7 miles to the interstate, then everything else is north, right? Then we'll trim out the geofencing to the map, depending on where you'd like to work. Now, if you'd like to be placed anywhere across the state, we have a program for that too, okay? That one's called Google Verified. That's that very top section that we talked about. So basically, all those companies, they've done an extra set of verification to get partnered with Google. And then they're able to go automatically to the top of every section across the entire state, right? Wherever they like to be at. So those companies, you'll find they're bigger companies. They're looking at expansion. You know, they have, you know, a couple of trucks and they need them running all the time, right? So they'll go with that service to ensure that their business never slows down. Because with that program itself, you never even pay for the lead unless you actually get an appointment with those clients. Right. So you're not paying for phone numbers or old contacts. You're actually getting live phone calls from clients. And if in fact they are in your service area and it's a service you're willing to provide and you successfully gain the appointment, that's when it turns into a qualified lead for those programs. Right. So basically there's a couple of routes you can go, because while I was talking about it, I did run the business to see if you'd be pre-qualified for the Google Verified, and you are. You know, so that's a good thing, right? They, Google will run scans on the business based on reputation, you know, places you've enlisted, things like that. And if they deem you to be suitable, we'll get that green check mark that shows you are pre-qualified. Now, once you do the application process, what they'll do is like a background check. They're looking for no felonies in the past 7 years. They'll have one or two companies run that one, either Evident or Pinkerton. You ever seen an old cowboy movie? You know, I'm sure you've heard of Pinkerton. They're just one of those staple companies, right? But other than that, you'll supply a valid driver's license, state ID, or United States passport, and then you'd be able to set a budget, right, for your business where you can receive those exclusive flooring rates. Just depends on, you know, how you like to pay, whether it's pay per lead, or you want to be that, you know, at the top of every page in any city you want to be listed, or if you like that local section close to home, you know, and you want to pay one flat rate. I know I kind of hit you with a lot there, right? Because some good questions, but got any more questions? I mean, did that kind of help you out at all?
Yep.
Okay. So what did you say again, that the home base zip code was for the business?
98372.
Okay. And I'm just asking because I'm going to get you the cost per lead real quick for the flooring. I mean, we've been through, so I might as well get you that. All right, so you said 93672?
98372.
Oh, my fault. Okay. 98372. And here's the deal. I don't know if you use like AI or Gemini or ChatGPT or anything like that, right? But if you were to go in and ask, is Google Verified a good service for small and medium-sized businesses? They'll all tell you it's the gold standard for small to medium sizes. I mean, once the businesses carry a Google Verified, you don't need any other lead sources because basically it holds your ranking in the local maps close to home, and then it puts you at the very top in any area you want to be listed. You know, so really good service. One second. Okay. So are you working like all the cities, you know, Edgewood, Sumner, Pacific, Alderton?
Yeah. But for me, I try to focus more north. Like I don't go as much south from my location as north, if that makes sense.
It does. Like I said, I have different business owners. They have different ways that they travel just depending on the geographic of the actual location, right? So let's see. Yeah. So you're going north. Okay. Okay, so it looks like for the flooring vertical there, what we can do is for a qualified lead that you actually get an appointment with, they come in at $132. There is an insurance requirement of $250,000 in general liability, as well as, I mean, Washington is pretty strict, right, for their services. So when it comes to Google, they're asking for at least a floor covering and countertops classification, contractor license, or the specialty contractor license for tile, ceramic, mosaic, and natural manufactured stones. Now, keep in mind, you don't need these to operate within Washington, right? But for Google verified services, you would need to carry at least one of those licenses as well as the insurance. Are you currently carrying any of that?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So then, you know, if you are interested in the service, you'd be able to set a budget for your business, right, with Google Verified. That'll give you, the minimum to ask for is at least 13 leads, right? So the budget would be at 1,716. That'd be for 13 pre-qualified exclusive leads. Once you set the budget, basically you're just able to draw from that budget, right? So once you're drawing from that budget, you receive a qualified lead, they'll deduct from there. Once you've used about 7 of those leads, you get an email letting you know your budget is running low, and you can update it at that point. Kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So here's what we'd be looking at as far as payment wise. Now the monthly recurring rate, you'd have it at $249. Now there's a one-time application fee for the Google Verified service, right? Now that was $250, so I'd get you in at $499 to get started, and then $249 a month after that.
You have to pay $249 a month for Verified.
Yeah. Well, not just verified. Remember, the $249 a month, what we're going to be doing for you is a few things. We're going to have your Apple Maps going, your Siri, your Alexa. We're going to have your Bing. If you'd like your website updated and hosted, we can include that at no extra cost, as well as your social media. So we're going to, your Instagram, link it over to your Facebook business profile. Everything that we share will automatically go over. So all those bases will already be covered for you. All the leads that you get from any of those areas are unlimited. They do not hit the budget. The only time that your budget is accessed is once you've already been verified. And when the lead comes in and it says Google verified, it'll come in from a unique tracking number. And then AI will analyze that, right? Now you're going to have access to your Google Business Analytics dashboard that will show you where every lead is coming from. So if somebody found you on your social media through one of the ads we put out, you'll see it there. Somebody searched you on Google from two cities over, you actually see where the search came from, and then you receive the phone call, right? These are all organics coming off local maps, social media. If somebody finds you on Apple Maps, same thing. You'll see this lead came from Apple Maps. Those are unlimited clicks and calls. Now, once you say, okay, you go and you open your dashboard and you activate that budget, that one will be discoverable, and there is clientele that shops exclusively through that area, right? So if they find you through that area and they go through the tracking number, that one would show as Google verified. That's one of the ones that if it is a job that you would like to accept, it's in the service area, the client accepts as well, those are the ones that would hit the budget. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And that one's manageable. You can turn it on and off as you see fit. So say you set your budget. Say, for instance, your application came back today as accepted. And then we set your budget, right? A week from today, you received your first three leads. You followed up with them and say you closed down two, right? So you go in and you pause your program. Follow up, clean up your leads, rinse and repeat. That's how the program works, right? Now, if you're in a time where you're already booked out, you can have your program paused. Right. You get into an area where you need to fill out some holes in your schedule. Click resume. Receive those good qualifiers exclusively. Right. That's kind of how the program really helps. Because in the meantime, while you have that pause, everything else is going for you. You're still able to get your calls. You're still discoverable. You still own that prime ranking on Google. Right. That's what really makes a difference for you.
Okay, but what exactly am I pausing when I pause?
Your budget.
Oh.
That'd be the Google Verify. You would just be pausing the very top of the page in all the locations. Everywhere you're going to be found is always going to be first page of the local maps. Even when you pause in Google Verify, where you set that budget to get that draw for the exclusive leads, even when that's paused, you still hold all your local rankings. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. Setting up a profile here for you. Now, when it comes to flooring, are you covering all the flooring? You doing tile, laminate? I mean, are you doing any type of epoxy floorings? I'm going to need to know a little bit about those services.
I'm only doing, just focusing on hardwood flooring, laminate flooring, laminate wood, laminate stone, I'm focusing on LVP or LVT. And then okay. I only offer
so
tile.
Flooring, we're doing.
Tile. Okay.
Does that mean recap for you real quick? So I want to make sure I have them. Yeah, so it's hardwood, laminate wood. It's laminate wood and stone, and then you had given me two acronyms. I think it was LVP, you said?
Yep.
And then LPP,
yeah, LVP.
Right?
LVP.
Yeah, LVP. Larry Victor.
Yep.
Purple, right? I'm not in the military.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then LVP with it. Instead of a P at the end, it's a T.
Yeah.
Two. Yeah.
Okay. Now, as far as your service radiuses, I know you were saying that there were some specifics, right? So, I mean, when we talk about setting up that geofencing, we can either go through cities, zip codes, or you can go through miles. You can say, hey, I do like 7 miles, you know, west, and then, you know, 5 north, and then everything goes out the other ways. You know what I mean? Something like that. I mean, is there something very specific that you do that way? Or I know you said you mostly go north, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so in terms of miles, how far north? The whole 50-mile radius? And keep in mind, I mean, it's always better, especially when you're getting called. I mean, if you get a call and it's about 50 miles out and it's for a full flooring job, you know, on a two-story home, and you're going to replace all the flooring and the stairs, you're going to take that job, right? But if you have it turned off and you're not in that area, you don't even have the chance for that call. You're not going to have to pay for a phone call. And that's the beauty of the program.
Yeah, 60 miles up north, north from my location. 60.
All right. Well, just to be fair, the local maps is going to carry you for 50. And then after there, like the extra 10 or 20 or whatever, we're going to use Google Verify in those areas. Okay.
Okay.
And that's, so the way that works is, just so you know, there's qualifications for each area. So in order to be in local maps, you have to be within 50 miles of where that actual search is happening, right? For Google Verified, you can be put up anywhere across the whole state. And that's the beauty of that program, right? So anybody who's willing to work outside of those, all you do is let us know, hey, I want to be put up in, you know, Sumner or Pacific or Edgewood or North, you know. Basically, we just go into that city, we'll put you up, and you're automatically there. There's no waiting or anything like that. So good deal. Okay. We got that one set. We have our keywords. Now, as far as the business address that we're going to get verified, the way that we get you verified, it's going to be a few ways, right? They'll ask for maybe like a business card. You'll take a small video, about a minute, minute and a half. Truck tools, you know, a van, trailer, whatever you use to work. Some of the flooring, and then we'll submit that for you in the video, right? We get you verified. That can take about 2 weeks, sometimes 2.5. For that reason, we get all the other services rolled out in the first 14 days, right? But once you are verified and come back and accepted, we automatically start the optimization, okay? So what we'll ask for is at least within the first 7 days just to get us any information we need so that way we can go ahead and get you verified and your Google My Business profile. Oh, wait, your Google My Business profile is already built. I just need to attach it. Sorry. Okay, even better.
Also, before we talk about more things, I wanted to mention that I probably wouldn't be ready to start this month, but maybe next month, because I've already okay. spent some money on leads and other services. So I have a certain budget, you know, per month that I don't want to go over, because you know, I don't want to go over 10, I don't want to go 10%, more than 10% over like what I make per month. So
that's the rule. Okay. I hear you. Alrighty. Who would you invest in, if you don't mind me asking, where are you getting your leads from?
Angie's.
Oh, okay. From Angie's. How's that working out for you? I mean, you like that lead system?
I just signed up for it like last week, so I'm still checking it out and seeing how that works. So,
okay. Have you gotten any leads, or have you been able to close anything down?
I just started my leads today, actually, and I only got one lead. So.
Gotcha. And are the clients calling you directly with that one, or they send you out the phone numbers?
No. They just send you, you have a lead, and then you have to hit up the client, and they have to respond to you. But they charge you whenever the client chooses you. So every time you get a lead, that's no matter if they just respond or not, they charge you.
Okay. Did you, and it's tough. Did you sign a contract with them?
I actually avoided the contract because I wanted to check it out and see how it works. So I only did a one-month thing with them.
Yeah. Well, when it comes down to marketing, I mean, when somebody's asking you for a long-term contract, it should raise a red flag, right? So that's a good deal. I mean, with our company, we don't have any long-term contracts, right? We're very performance-based. We are A-plus Better Business Bureau rated, okay? We've been around for 21 years now. We handle all the small and medium-sized accounts for Google on their network. Now, you have a great-looking business profile. You have 5 5-star reviews, right? That's the main reason why you're on the line with us anyway, because you're not even qualified for Google Verified unless you receive 5 5-star reviews to start off, right? So basically, I mean, you are a great candidate for it. This program, I mean, it's going to work for you better than any other program you'll sign up for, right? I understand right now you're at a 10% budget cap, and we may be hitting that area. So let me see what I can do. I mean, if you have any room for budgeting at all, I can try to get you some more discounts where, I mean, you'd be able to get started. As far as the budget, the 1716 or the 1716, you wouldn't even have to worry about that until after your verification comes back, right? That one's going to take about 40, 45 days. In the meantime, we're going to make you money on your Google business profile that's already verified, right, by optimizing it and getting you leads from everywhere else. So just let me ask you a few questions, see if there's any more discounts I can get, because I know I used the website this down. How long have you been officially in business there?
Officially in business, let me count. Like 4 months.
Oh, fantastic.
Meaning officially, like taking projects and stuff. Because I started my business earlier, but I only started officially like working, or I guess taking projects and stuff since November.
Nice. So here's the deal. Google loves that. Whenever you can receive your first 5-star reviews in under a year, qualify for your new in business rate. Okay, now the new in business rate, it literally gives you 50% off that Google verified, because those are the type of businesses that they want in that area, right? So basically it'll give you 50% off of that application fee. So instead of 250, you'd be looking at 125. So I'd be able to get you in at 374 with all the products. You know, basically you would need nothing else. Now the only thing we ask for is 90 days, right? But you'd come in at 374, 249 a month after that. You know, Google, it will pay for itself. I just don't know if you have the room in your budget, right? But I mean, at 374, you can't lose.
Hello?
You with me, Ruben? Oh, okay. Yeah. We both came back into the show. I didn't know where you were. I thought maybe I had lost you some. But were you able to hear about the discount that I was able to get for you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. So, I mean, what do you think? I mean, is that something that fits for you?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it would, because I've been spending $300 a month for a few months on just Google Ads, and that really didn't do anything, so.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why, Ruben. Here's the deal. So I've been in the industry myself with Google now going on 13 years, right? And I started building businesses back when we sold Yellow Pages. I'm in my late 40s, right? But anyways, the campaign that you ran with Google previously was called what you call a pay-per-click or a PPC, right? So on those campaigns, whenever a client clicks or whenever somebody does a search and they click on the profile, it automatically deducts from the budget. So it can be a lot of wasted money, right? Now, depending on the type of services that you're offering is the type of ads you'd want to use, right? So say you were selling flooring. Say you were selling like tile or laminate and it was in boxes and you could ship it out. I'd say, hey, Ruben, let's run a pay-per-click campaign, because anybody's looking for flooring, we can put your ad right in front of them with a price tag, and they'll have the option of buying it. They click there. Well, now that's an opportunity, right? So it just depends on how you like to market. So I'm glad I'm on the phone with you, because we're not going to waste no money here, right? I mean, when it comes down to putting your money to make you money, we're going to put it right where it matters, and that's into a qualified lead.
Okay.
Just bear with me. I'm going to put together an email for you. I'm going to take care of everything. Go ahead.
And there's no contract, right? So if anything, if I'm trying to, you know, opt out, I'm able to do that, right?
You're right. So there is no contracts. You can leave at any time. Now, like I said, we do only ask for 90 days, right? So when I say we ask for 90 days, there is a small early termination fee if you decide to leave before 90 days. Now, I'll let you know right out the gate, it's $395. After you make your second payment with us, it goes down to $195. And after your third payment, there's no early termination fee at all. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm very transparent. You'll know everything of how it works, and you're going to feel really good when you sign it up. I mean, everything that we do here is very streamlined, right? So you're always in the loop. As soon as, like, your payment is processed, you're going to automatically get three messages. One of them is going to be all your logins for your dashboards. You're going to immediately be able to turn around and go into the Play Store, whether you're on Apple or Android, and go ahead and download your apps, your Google Business dashboard, and then log in, right? So from there, depending if you're going to want us to host the website, we'll rebuild it. You'll have access to it in there. If not, obviously, I mean, we'll continue with the optimization. But other than that, it'll act as a CRM. It'll have all your new customers and kind of the things we talked about earlier, right? Showing you the pings and where you search from, things like that.
Yeah.
Okay, now, Ruben, what's the best email address for you?
Ruben.ry31@gmail.com.
Ruben.ry31@gmail.com. Ready? Got that one down. Now what I'm going to do next is I'll read you that voice verification. Okay. Now this is basically before I even ask for any type of billing info, so you can feel comfortable sticking around, asking any questions, and making sure you understand the program, you know, with a firm understanding. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to get started now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It's an adequate protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Cascadia Flooring, LLC.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Ruben Yaremchuk.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Now remember, Ruben, it's not binding or anything like that until we actually process payment and everything, right? So don't be startled. Don't be alarmed. We'll just get through the end of this and answer any questions you have. Everything aligns for you. You feel it's fair, then we'll move forward. Okay.
Good.
Okay. So Ruben, you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So now to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll ask you to save our 877 number, and I'm going to text it out to you under Local Splash in your contacts. I'm also going to place the extension directly into my office. Right? Since you're broader than me, I'm the director here in charge of the area, I'd rather you just deal with me directly. Okay, so you're more than welcome to call me here to my office. I'm here Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Your 877 number is 24/7 customer support, as well as you always have access to your customer support within your dashboard. Okay. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what we'll do is set a security question on the account. You can verify the calls coming from us and not another company. Now you have three options: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what would that be?
Kazak. K-A-Z-A-K.
Okay. Kazak. Got it. Now, in hiring local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on March 3rd, 2026, a non-refundable amount of $374. Now, this is a three-month verbal agreement, and your monthly payments would automatically renew on the third day of each month in the amount of $249. This is your monthly reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. If you do cancel within the first 90 days, the early termination fee we spoke about would apply. Now, to prevent charges for your next month's service, all you do is you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, and you'll never be charged. Now, we do ask you keep in mind Mobile Splash is international. We do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So that's pretty much it. You know, when it comes down to voice verification, it's really simple. I'll send that out to you in writing, so that way you always have your notes. 249, it'll never go up on you, things like that. Okay. Now let me go ahead and get this one set up here. Okay. Now, can I get the billing address that we'll have on file?
Yeah. 10414 33rd Street East, Edgewood, Washington, 98372.
You said 10414. 33rd Street East. We're in Edgewood, Washington. 91372.
98372.
I made that same mistake twice, Ruben. It's the end of the day. We've been real busy, man. Everybody's setting up their marketing, you know, and all their Google campaigns for the year. We're in quarter one, right? So we'll shuffle through it. But here we go, Ruben. Okay, so what's your last name, Ruben?
Yeremchuk.
Did you spell that one for me, partner?
Yeremchuk.
Okay. Go ahead and update that one. All right. Now, would you be using a Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex today?
Master.
Okay. Ready when you are?
Just a sec.
No worries. Right now you should be receiving your logins. They're going to come right over for you to the dashboard. And then you got to pull up for your onboarding call. Let me look at the calendar and see what we got available for tomorrow.
Hello?
Yep, I'm sorry, Ruben.
Are you still there?
I'm sorry.
I was waiting on you.
Oh, okay. I was waiting on you. You had asked me to wait for a minute, so I figured you were maybe getting the card or you were looking at something. I was just waiting for you. I thought you had put the phone down. Okay. So I'm ready when you are. You said it was a MasterCard?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm ready when you are.
5156-7692-4119-1536.
And your expiration?
August 28th.
And CVV?
689.
Okay, I'll take this one for you. Now, as soon as this one goes through, you're going to get a few automatic messages. Now, the one that I need you to look at first is going to be the one that says initial invoice. Okay. Let's see, 1 second while this one processes. And then what time is going to work for you for onboarding? I have Thursday available. We have 9 a.m. all the way till 1:30 p.m. That's Pacific Standard Time. So we're based here in Orange County, California, in Fountain Valley. Okay.
So what exactly is onboarding and how long would that take?
Onboarding, that one's going to take about 30 minutes, right? With the onboarding call, what we're going to do is basically I'm setting up all the initials and the preliminaries for your account. Then our onboarding agent basically puts it all into play, right? So they'll go over details with you. You'll grant access to like the Google Business Profile, Promoter State Manager. I know right now you don't have a Facebook business profile, but you do. Do you have a personal one? Like your own personal that you just scroll through from time to time?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know how to use Facebook. Good. So then the only thing I would recommend for you to do between now and Thursday is just go and open a business profile and just put the name on it. Just put Cascadia Flooring LLC. That way you can promote us as a manager. You already got your logins, right, for your dashboard. Once you promote us as a manager there, we're going to go in and we're going to build it for you. Okay. You can just submit us. If you have photos of your work, you'll send them over to us and we're going to go in there. We'll build the profile. We'll build the following and we're going to market it online. Okay. If you need any logos made for you, let me know. You'll get them at no extra charge. Your flyers for any promotions, marketing that you got going on, all you got to do is give us the details of whatever promotion it is. Like the Valentine's and President's Day just went by, right? So if we had business owners that were doing different promotions, that they said, hey, we're going to do 10% off till this day, yada, yada. And then we put it together for them and we market it, right? So if anything like that, keep us in the loop. You have an individual account manager, okay? We've been assigned to your account now. The individual account manager is not only going to be on top of the performance of your ads and everything, your marketing campaign we have going on for you, but they're going to be in touch with you every single month. They're going to be your main point of contact. These people basically, they're professionals in making sure that your not only local service ads and Google Verify is performing, but everywhere else we have you listed, right? So you have a white glove service now when it comes down to Google that's going to help you filter through all those leads. Now, the onboarding call is going to kind of help explain, and then not just that, put the final touches on the account, right? Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, I mean, what works better for you? You want to do the morning or after lunch?
Let's do morning.
Okay, so for the morning, I have 9 a.m., 9:30, 10 a.m., 10:30, and 11 a.m.
Let's do 10:30.
Okay. I'll get you down 10:30 a.m. I'm going to send it over to the email address we have on file. That's at ruben.ry31@gmail.com. This one's going to go directly to your calendar. It's going to be with yourself, me, and then it'll have our onboarding agent. Actually, I don't have Vincent. Excuse me. Got a cold, and then I caught a cold from the cold. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm not a cold guy. I'd rather be in the heat. there goes the onboarding email. Now, by any chance, did you receive that initial invoice text message? Did it come through yet?
The invoice.
Yeah, it says
on message.
The one that says on... Google Business Profile Verified. Don't worry about that one. Like I said, they're automatic. They go out to all the new clients. Now, the client dashboard, that's where you can download the dashboard. I even sent you a link to our YouTube channel where you can watch. It's about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. It's a tutorial that'll help you with the dashboard, right? Now, the other one is that I need you to click on. It says, thank you for choosing LocalSplash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here, and then it'll have the link.
Yeah. So I have to click.
Yeah, you can click on that link for me. It's going to take you right over to the terms and conditions. So basically, it just says that we can text you, we can call you, and you know that you have the 249 reoccurring pay. Okay, so it looks like your account manager is going to be Emma. So Emma will give you a call just to introduce herself here within the next 2 days. So she'll give you a call.
Okay.
Like I said, introduce yourself. That way you already know who she is.
Sounds good.
So you just let me know once you got the TNC up, and then if you have any questions, I'll help you out now.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, great. And I got the spelling right? Go ahead and check the spelling for me of the name. Make sure I got everything correct.
For Ruben. Yes.
Okay. I kept slipping on the zip code there. I was nervous. On the last name. Make sure I get down spelled right.
Yeah, Ruben, you're up shape. Yeah, everything looks good.
Okay, perfect. So you have my extension. If you have any questions, you can either reply. You can send me a text message where you got those text messages from. If you send something, come right to my dashboard, okay, here in my office. You can also reply to the email, or you just call me directly to my extension, okay?
Yep.
Right. So you have any questions for me right now, Ruben?
Yes. Is there like an app that I could download, or is it just all website?
Is there an app you can download, or what about the website? I'm sorry, you cut off.
Is there an app I could download, or is everything just on the website?
No. Yeah. There's an app you can download. It's right there on that link that we sent you. So let me go ahead and read it out to you so you know exactly. Let me pull up the messages you got. Okay, so it says, here are your credentials for your client dashboard. Usernames, you can log into your account. So you click on that link right there, or you can just go right to your Play Store and type in LocalSplash. It'll have an LS on it. You download it there, and then you type in these login credentials, and it'll take you right over to the Google Business Dashboard.
Okay. Thanks.
Got it? Okay, were you able to find it on the App Store?
Yeah.
Okay, great. If you need anything else, Ruben, give me a call, and then we can dismiss for now, and then we'll reconvene on Thursday at 10:30 a.m.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Ruben. We appreciate the time. Talk to you soon, partner.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.